my god, we haven't even started yet.
Oh my god. Are you okay?
Okay, wait. Okay, let's take
a break.
See, this is the energy I was talking about. Being in the same room is different when you fucking call me. I'm never gonna leave you again.
Yeah, don't leave me again. Fucking abandoned me. You abandoned me. I was about to say abandonment issues. Abandoned me.
Trauma, right?
Trauma.
Oh my god, guys. Welcome to the 10th episode of
Live, Laugh, Fuck.
Oh my god, I can't believe we're already on episode fucking 10.
It's wild.
It is so wild. Woo! So we're on episode 10. We made it to 100 followers on Instagram. And now it's for the time of the infamous, fun, crazy, wild.
This is raunchy, dirty, nasty story. Let's get straight to it. No, for real though.
Literally solidified mine and Shayna's friendship to a whole other level. Let me tell you that much.
I was literally traumatized for a bit. I was like, oh my god, Kevin, I can't believe that happened.
We woke up the next morning. I'm like, did that really happen?
You were like, I saw you suck dick. I watched you suck dick. I was like, no.
Well, let's just get into it, shall we? Well,
or should we, like, you know, like recap or anything? No, we don't need to recap anything.
What should we recap?
We're back, that's all.
We're back, bitches.
I mean, yeah. And also, thank you guys for all of your support and tuning in. Like, the numbers keep going up and we're loving it. We love that you guys love it. If you guys want to hear anything else, let us know. But I guess whatever we're doing right. I love it.
No, we're loving what we're doing and we can't wait. I'm so excited that this is our 10th episode. I was waiting. I'm like, when is this episode going to come? When is this episode going
to
come?
It's all meant to be. Like, we hit 100 followers. We're like, oh, we're going to share. And then when we hit 100 followers and then it's the 10th episode and now we're sharing the fucking story. Like, whoa.
Like, we're fucking doing it.
Yeah.
We're doing
Can you tell the story and I'll chime in when I need to?
Okay, so this all started, this is like the first month of Shane and I living together
during the pandemic,
and it was like a crisp fucking cold winter night,
yeah, literally
Calgary. And I was like, yo, we looked at each other and I'm like, Shane, I'm bored, let's go for a beer.
Yeah,
so we went down to we went to, where did we go?
Right down the road to...
Which bar was it?
Oh, fuck, right across our gym. What's that bar called? Home and Away.
Home and Away.
It's a sports bar. Love that place.
So we went to Home and Away, and then we fucking scrubbed it to,
I was wearing fucking, like, work... Like, I was wearing tights and, a black, like a hoodie, like literally.
I wear like joggers. I wear fucking sneakers. Hat. Looked so straight that day. And I'm just like,
literally,
let's just go. So we went there and we had a couple drinks. I mean, by couple, you know, we had a lot, few drinks. And this was on a weekday. This is not even on.
We were buying people shots too at the bar. We were sitting at the bar. We were buying shots for people too. Yeah, it was
buying
fun.
People shots typical. And just doing our typical thing, vibing, having a good time.
Yeah.
And at that time, because it was a pandemic, bars closed at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
So at 10 o'clock rang, and me and Shane had like the best buzz at this point.
The best.
Like, we walked, I'm like, fuck, why is everything closed? Right? Like, I can rally so hard right now. Remember?
And we did.
And I was just like,
I remember, yeah. Like, let's just talk to find random people in the road. This is how people party.
That's
and
how
we did.
Yeah, that's what we did. That's exactly that's what Shane said.
Yeah, I was like, let's just talk to these people right here.
And then, like, lo and behold, there's a group. So we're literally at the entrance of our condo, like on that street, which is only a block down. And then Shayna's like, we need to like just find a group of people. Let's see who we can mingle, tingle with, and let's just, you know, have fun. And then lo and behold, the universe does crazy things, y'all. We just like look behind us and I'm like, oh, how about those guys? Like, they looked, one guy in particular looked very, very cute. And the other two guys,
they're
three guys seem really cute.
There's four of them, right? Total?
There's four of them. But all sweet guys. So
very sweet.
I went up to them. And I'm like, hey, what are you guys doing tonight?
You want to party?
Yeah. I'm like, do you want to get lit or what? And then they're from the same bar as us. And like, oh, we saw you guys actually walk out buying people shots and stuff. And I'm like, why don't you guys approach us or anything? Fucking losers.
Not allowed to pandemic.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Rules. So the guy, like one of the main guys I was there, like the guy at the main of the event, okay? The guy that.
Fucking 6 foot. Yeah. Like, how tall is like 6'3 or something? 6'4? I don't know. He was fun.
And he was like, his condo was right across from our condo. So he's mm-hmm. like, okay, I'm down. Let's just go back to, we went back to our place, but the whole intention was actually go to his place because like, I'm actually throwing a little undercover party, if you will, at his place. So we're just like, okay, fine. So Shane and I'm like, well, we have to go freshen up and stuff.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, need to freshen up because might get fucked.
Always be prepared, ladies yeah. and gentlemen. Always be prepared. So we went back to our condo and then
you forgot the part, like right away the first thing he said. And then he said again the elevator.
He said we were outside.
Right when he came up to us.
Oh, I thought that was on the way down.
He did it twice.
Oh
yeah.
Okay.
Literally, back up. Yeah. Right when we talked to them, Kevin like said, like, let's go party with us, right? Yeah. And then we're like saying, oh, like, let's go party together, whatever. And then he came right up to me in front of all you guys and he's literally like, I'm gonna munch in your pussy today. I was like, what? He's like, I'm gonna munch in your pussy today. I was like, what? And then I ignored it because I was like, what the fuck is this guy on? I was like, damn, he's very forward. And I was like, whatever, I'm forward as fuck. But whatever, we just kept walking and talking. Like, he's like laughing. Like, I don't know what he said. He's a nice guy. I think he said something in the elevator.
He was so charismatic. He was so witty, like off
so
the tuck.
Witty, just like me. Yep.
Yeah, like just so witty.
And then
witty.
We just kept walking, and then that's when he did it again, the elevator. So you go from here.
Right. Because, like, we went back to our place, and then, like, we had a few drinks there.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing with Sheena's like makeup powder. Like, oh, can we like lick this or something? We're like, oh, wait, what?
They're like cutting lines with it as if it's Coke. I'm like, that's my makeup powder. It's so expensive. Put it away.
It's like, what are you children doing?
Right?
All these red flags right away, but we're like, whatever. Let's just keep going with this
yeah.
night.
Let's just party.
So the whole time, the main event guy, like the guy that was the, you know.
Wish
you
could say his name.
The trophy. I know. The... Not even the trophy. I don't even know, man. The main trophy event looking guy.
Dick?
Yeah. Yes.
Trophy looking dick.
That was a trophy yeah. looking cock for sure.
For sure.
For sure.
We'll explain later. What it looked like. Why it happened.
And then we... Yeah, so at this point, now we're getting ready, and now we're going back to his place.
Because they didn't like our place because we didn't have a speaker system. That's fair. So
fair enough. And we didn't really want to throw anything at our place.
Yeah, we don't want to have people, yeah. like more people there, you know?
Yeah.
Our place is clean and nice and cute, not ratchet like his. Okay, next. His place is really
his
nice, but he's
really
messy.
Nice.
His yeah. room was so messy. I was like, ew, like what happened here?
I know. I think his toilet had a few stains on it too.
I didn't use any washroom there. I hate public washrooms or people's washrooms. Oh, cat. Obviously, if I have to, but anyways, yeah.
We use this washroom together.
Yeah, to do some yeah. shit.
I think that's what you're
trying to do. I mean, there was one of the guys. I was talking to one of them. I think the one, yeah. Anyways, keep going.
And at this point, and the other guys that were with us, dude, they're really fun, really cool too.
Yeah.
Really funny as well. Like, they're just like a funny group of guys.
Yeah.
So we went back to his place and then... he like had a really cool not a studio. It was a really cool spot.
It reminded like a New York loft or something.
Yeah,
it was cool.
It was, very
it was like brick
like
inside
that.
And stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was cool.
Super cool. He had his, I guess, his speakers and stuff. Put on music. He had good music on.
He
that
did
night.
Good music on.
Yeah, and then he invited
Red
a few
flags.
People that were on like the same. A floor as him.
Yeah.
So we like met a few extra people and it was just a good time. Like we're yeah. all having so much fun.
Yeah.
You know, we just love meeting
they were
people.
Doing coke. We weren't doing anything. We were just drinking. But yeah. I remember they were all doing both. They kept asking. And like one was trying to put like the key bump to my nose. I'm like, no, I don't want
yeah.
it.
And we're
but
just
yeah.
like, no, thank you, ma'am.
No.
And then, yeah, we were just like chilling. And then, so at this point, so this guy, like I initially thought that like, he was straight, like 100%. I was just like, okay, this guy's straight, like hitting on Shayna. They're talking.
You
vibing.
Missed the elevator story too. You did it again in there in front of everybody when it was quiet, remember?
Oh, yeah. For some reason, I thought he only said it once down the elevator. I don't remember the first time.
The first time was when we were outside, right outside
oh.
the bar. Yeah. And then the elevator, he did it, and all of you guys were like quiet, yeah. like staring. Like, I think they were like normal about it because they know he's like that. So they didn't say anything. But I was like, look at you, like, what the fuck?
That's when I first remembered it because he's so yeah. tall. And then, like,
you just, he like bent down.
And he had a hand motion by his mouth. Like, you know, when you're eating a plate of food,
eat like, that booty like groceries, yeah. like that motion. Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to munch that pussy. I was like, wow.
Literally.
Like dead.
So funny.
So that's why I got all these signs that, okay, this guy is like, obviously is into the girls, into the females, right? Mm-hmm. But then, like, what he would always do with me is, like, he would, like, like do these weird like flirty things. Like he would kind of mock me. Like he would mock me.
Yeah.
But like in like a flirty way. And I'm just like, wait, are you flirting? Or yeah. are you just like making fun of me? But I'm like getting the sense of both. And yeah. then I was just like, okay, I don't know what the fuck this is.
Right?
And my like flirty radar, whatever, like, cause I don't remember the flirting thing. Like I don't yeah. flirt that well. So I'm like, it's yeah. probably in my head. Like he's probably not flirting with me. So then there was a point.
I remember when he was mocking. It was so funny though. Because yeah. it was like, because he's so nice and funny.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, it's hilarious when he does it.
I was laughing so hard. Yeah. I was just like, what are you doing, boy? So yeah. And then we were, so it was him and I upstairs at this point.
No, you're missing all the story. Let me tell the story. Oh. You're missing everything before. Like, okay, so before that, remember we're like all downstairs, we're all hanging out, and even before all the people came, like all those yeah. other people came, we were chilling, oh, yeah, drinking. Yeah, yeah. yeah. So we're chilling, drinking, oh, and then yeah. I think you did. You're missing all of it. So this is like, because you guys went upstairs after me and him were already hooking up. So oh. that's why I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Okay, so when we were downstairs, oh, yeah. remember he's at the island and we're drinking.
Right, you guys are yeah. making out and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. We're making, you guys are all watching, you guys are like, oh, that's so hot. Like, why are we doing this in front of everyone? It's weird, right? But he kept wanting to make out. He's such a good kisser. So we just yeah. kept doing it. And then he was such a good kisser. Oh my God. Anyways. And yeah, and I was like sitting in his lap, whatever, doing that. And they were all just chilling the island. And then that's where we're all just drinking, talking. Like it was just us, me, you, and those four guys for a bit.
Right.
And then
right.
all the people came later. And when they came, that's when you guys disappeared. You fucking slut. You took my man. I'm just kidding. He's And I was not down. Like, I'm not down with guys that are bi. So, like, yeah. So, anyway. So, whatever. Me and... That's, like, when me and him already made out. And, like, I'm socializing all these people. So, all of a sudden, Kevin comes back down. And he's like, I sucked. Beep his name. Dick. And I was like, what? And then, yeah, you tell us what happened right when you're up there.
Yeah.
That's when I was like, what?
Wow. Because we were upstairs at this point. And it was just him and I. And, oh, he was showing me where the washroom was. Mm. That's what happened.
Yeah, tell me. I don't remember the story.
I'm like, where's the washroom? And then yeah. he's like, oh, it's upside. It's up by my bedroom. And then he's like, oh, do you want me to show you where it is? And I'm like, okay, whatever. Sure, whatever. Yeah. Fine, show me where it is.
So you knew what was going to happen to you. No, be honest.
No, zero idea what was going to happen. Okay, honestly. Okay. So he walked me to, he's like, okay, here's my washroom. I'm like, yeah. oh, okay. I'm like, oh, you have such a nice big bedroom. Okay, I did say that. I'm yeah. like, oh, you have a nice big
bedroom. Bessie bedroom.
You had a nice big bed.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really nice up here because, like, very lofty and stuff.
You
and
flirt,
like,
you know how to yeah. flirt. Yeah, you do.
I think my inner flirt came out or something.
I can tell when you flirt, Kevin. Yeah. You flirt.
Ooh, yeah. And then I was just like, oh, it's really nice up here. And then he's
as
like,
as
oh,
I want to fuck in it, sorry. You're naughty. Okay, yeah, keep going. And you never told me all this. That's why I never heard this.
And then, yeah, and then he... Yeah, and then we're like talking and stuff like that. I'm trying to really remember this story or like that moment, but like, fuck, I really don't. I'm like drawing a lot of blanks. But yes, we're talking, and then you know when you just get that vibe, like, okay, because all that things, the things I was thinking of, like flirting and stuff with me, yeah. I'm just like, oh, like, then he was being like actually flirty, like, yeah. you know, like talking and stuff. Because there was a guy in our group, yeah. in the group of guys. He was gay. Remember the gay guy?
Yeah.
yeah. And he was really cool. And he's like, oh, what do you think about him? Or whatever. Yeah. So he asked me, he's like, because there was a guy that was there
yeah.
that was with us and he was gay. And then yeah. he's like, he's like, oh, is he your type? Like, he thinks, I think he told me, he's like, he thinks you're kind of cute and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I was like, no, he's not really my type. And then he asked, like, oh, like, what's my type or whatever? I'm like, oh, like, you know, like someone tall and stuff. And I'm like, probably someone like you, not going to lie. Probably someone like you, but still thinking nothing of it. And he's like, oh, really? And
I love
was like,
it.
Yeah. And then I just got that feeling. I'm like, oh, bitch, you like the boys too, I feel. I get that feeling because he was like, nah, brush it away.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think.
Then what happened? You made it over here.
And then I was like, yeah, someone like you. And then we were in the washroom.
Wow. You got game?
Yeah. And I was just like, yeah, I was just like, do you want me to suck your dick?
You did! No way! Oh my God.
And he was like, do you want to? And I was like, do you want it? And then he was like, yeah. He whipped out his dick. It was so hard. So the entire time,
so nice
this
too.
Guy was like, Whoa. So I went down on my slutty ass knees.
Wait, so you guys didn't even make out? You just sucked his dick? I just went, I love it. My fucking slutty friend. I love it.
Just sucked it for like 5 seconds. And then something clicked in my head. I'm just like, oh, I think we should stop. There's people downstairs. And I'm just like, oh, I don't know. And then we stopped. And then he was just like... He's like, why'd you stop? And I'm like, oh, well, like, our friends are downstairs. And I'm just like, I think it's kind of weird. And I think I did say something like, you just kissed my friend too. And I'm like, I'm confused now. Like, do you like girls, boys? I'm like, I don't care. Like, whatever, right? And then he's just like, no, like, he didn't even answer the question. Yeah. He's like, it's okay, let's just go downstairs.
Yeah.
So we went downstairs and then... My big ass mouth instantly told Shayna right away because I was like, Shayna, tell you something right ASAP, Rocky. Because for me, it was a big deal because this is the first dick I sucked after my breakup.
Oh, yeah, first it was.
First ever hookup, everything.
I'm so proud of you.
And I should have peaked this
one. And you shared it.
Yeah. No. Out of all of them. This is why it's such a monumental moment for me. I'm like, whoa, okay, this is how another dick feels in my mouth. That's not my ex. This is great. This is beautiful. This is what I've been waiting for.
Yeah. You liked it, right?
Yeah.
That nice big head, right? Yeah. This dick is beautiful, not gonna lie.
So like, oh, yum, yummy, yummy. Yummy, 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 tummy.
Okay, yeah, then you came and told me.
I told you.
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and I was just like,
I was like, whatever. I just kept partying. I was like, whatever.
And then he knew I told Shayna, and then he was remember, he's like, oh, you told her that that I sucked your dick? And I kind of got scared. I was like, yeah,
you're
I did.
Like, no.
And then he was like, oh, whatever about it. And then.
Oh, you told her you did. Hilarious.
And then. Okay, and then we're just, at this point, all of us were just, like, done.
People were
and
there.
He brought in another girl. Remember that girl? That, like, Russian, European chick?
Yeah, those were the neighbors, all those people. Yeah, I remember.
Then he was, like, dancing with her and stuff like that.
Yeah, the glasses, one. Yes.
Yeah, and then...
oh, no, the other chick. Yeah, never mind. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, like, the brunette one. The really sexy-looking one. She was so hot. So hot. And then we just continued our night dancing, and then... I'll give you the stage because what happened with you.
And then, so at that point, I'm like, okay, like, this was like a bye-bye. Like, I don't know what the fuck he is. If he's gay, straight, bi. I don't know. I think he's bi, right? Obviously, he's bi. Anyways.
I don't even know.
We can't figure it out. Anyways, so yeah. So then I was like, whatever. So I was doing my thing, having a great time, socializing, you know, seeing like, okay, who should I fuck? And then there was one of the guys from the crew that I was like, oh, he's cute, whatever. And then... I don't know how it happened, but like, I think we were just like talking and then like, I don't even know if we like kissed or something. I honestly don't remember how this part happened, but I remember we just went upstairs. He wanted to go upstairs. This motherfucker wanted to go upstairs. Okay, cool. No problem. Like, yeah, you want to go upstairs for a bit? Like, no problem. Let's go. So let's see what's going to happen. What do you want to talk about? What do you want to suck on? Right. And like, we went upstairs, right? And I knew these guys were doing blow, and like, I know a lot of guys can't get hard when they do blow, losers. Some of them can, just don't do it then. Anyway, so yeah, and whatever, he's the one who wanted to go upstairs. We went upstairs, we're making out, whatever, and I had my period, so I'm like, I'm not gonna fuck you, you're not gonna eat my pussy, no, like, it's not happening. I just got my period today. So we went to the bed and I was like, we're making out. And I was like, oh, like, maybe I'll give you a head. Like, maybe we'll see, right? I was a hoe at this time. Okay, so don't judge me, people. But also, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
So literally, I was like, okay, I was going to give him head. And this guy was like funny and nice too. So I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. I'll give him head. I'm taking off his pants and his dick is like limp. Like, literally, like, full out limp. I'm like, why are you limp? He's like, I did blow. Like, I can't get hard. And I'm like, okay, well, why'd you tell me to come upstairs?
Yeah.
No, he didn't. He didn't even like want me to. He wanted to email so bad. And I was just like, no, like, I'm in my period. And then he's like, so I was like, why'd you bring me up here? He's like, well, let me eat you out. Let me fuck you. And I'm like, no. I'm like, you can't even get hard. I was like, and you can't eat me out because I have my period. He's like, well, we could try. And I'm like, no. I'm like, I have my period. Like, no.
You're like, there's no.
And I got so mad. Yeah, I got so mad. Like, I felt bad after, but I was like, whatever. But I got so mad. I was like, okay, well, let's just go down. Just hang out with our friends. Like, this is a waste of my time. Come up here, right? So we went back downstairs, and then he still kept trying. Like, I remember chilling at the island, and I think I have to burp. Excuse me, sorry.
Love it.
We're chilling at the island, and I was like, I'm standing the island. He was sitting in a bar stool, and like, some of them were sitting, and then he kept like rubbing his fucking, putting his leg in between my legs, like trying to rub on my pussy. I'm like, get your fucking limp leg, limp dick, all this limp shit out of here. Like, I was like irritated. I like kept pushing his leg away. I was like, no, like, I'm not done. Then he knew I wasn't down. Then he stopped. So we start dancing or whatever, and then we're like dancing and like everyone's there, and then what's his face started, like the guy that you sucked his dick and I yeah. was making out, started making out with me again. So I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Like, are you gay? Are you straight? Like, what's going on? Right? Like, I don't understand. Like, and for me, like, I'm like, that's cool if you're bi and whatever, but for me, I'm not into that. I'm into like really masculine men, and to me, he seemed like a really masculine man, like this like tall firefighter, like hot, like cool, whatever. But like, I was like not into it after. I was like, no, like he was a great kisser. It was like fun and all, but I was like, no, like I'm not down. So yeah, like we just like made out a few times, and then from there we just kept partying. Like, you know, the night went on, right?
And I was just as confused as you were. Yeah. I was just as confused when I was in the closet. Right? I was like, what is going on? I don't understand this.
I was like, what's going on? Yeah, I don't get it.
The whole time. And then,
cause I wanted him too. I was like, I want this guy. Like, he's always a good kisser. You know, like, but he's bi. Like, I'm not down. Like, I don't get it. Like, who do you want? Like, do you want Kevin or do you want me? Like, figure it out, dude. You want pussy or dick?
Figure it out.
Like, fuck. I don't got all night.
Oh my god. Then, we were confuzzled.
We were confuzzled. And then we just kept partying, right? Like, it was like, fuck, we were there till like 3-4 a.m.
Yeah.
And me and Kevin were like, hey, like, we're so tired. Like, we're leaving. These people, like, obviously are awake because they're doing, like, drugs, right? So, like, not all of them, but some of them, like, him and his friends. So, we left. No, we were trying to find him, right?
No, we left at this point, and then he's texting you now.
Oh, yeah, he's texting, saying, like, all right, I guess should I come, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and then I was just like, yeah, like, I guess, like, what did we say? We're like, oh, yeah, like, he can come, right?
What happened? He texted you, and then he was just like, oh, like, you guys already left or whatever?
Oh, yeah, you guys left. And I'm like,
yeah, we left, and we wanted to go home. And it was, like, snowing, too. Like, fuck, we're not going to, like, slip and fall back home. Like,
right? Like, 4 a.m.?
Yeah. So we're like, fuck this confusing-ass night. Like, I guess neither of us are going to get the D tonight. So I was like, let's just go home, order some food, and just go to bed.
Yeah.
And then on the way back home, he was texting you.
Yeah.
And he's like, where are you guys? And then you're just like, well, we're walking back home.
Yeah.
And he's like, let's party some more. And you're like, no, we're going back to bed.
Yeah, fuck off.
And then I think he asked you in the text, oh, what is Kevin doing? Or what are you two doing together?
Yeah.
And then he was,
oh yeah.
And then he asked, oh, would you guys be down to like
hang out or whatever?
Hang out, just us three. And then, yeah. And then you're like, hey, then I think I told you, like, yeah, tell him to come over. Yeah. My fucking horny. I think I did.
Yeah.
I was just like, yeah. And you're like, hey, fine. We can just invite him over.
And see what happens, right? Okay, cool. So whatever. We invited him over. Obviously, we didn't think anything was going to happen. So whatever. We told him to come. And then he came over. And then it was like a little bit like quiet, awkward, because he even said, he's like, oh, is this like weird or anything or awkward? Because like he hooked up with both of us, right?
Yeah.
And then we're like, no, it's fine. Like, we're like, me and Kevin are very like nice, like comfortable, like understanding people. Like, we'll make you feel comfortable and fine. Like, it's fine. Whatever happened.
We're nice. We're cool.
Yeah, we're nice and we're cool, right? Like, whatever. Fuck it. Anyways. And then, and then he's like, oh, is this weird? Whatever. No. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to go like change and stuff, wash my face and all that. So I literally went, I left. To go change and to go do my thing, like take off my bra and shit, like all that, and wash my face. And I come back into the fucking kitchen and they're not there. I'm like, oh, but like, I'm like coming back and I like the kitchen's on one side, Kevin's bedroom's on the other side, right? So I'm coming back. I'm like, oh, what the hell? It's like dark here too. And then I look in the right side. Kevin's bedroom. And Kevin's on his knees sucking his dick. And then I'm like, oh shit, like, sorry, I'm leaving. Like, I was like, walk away. Yeah. And then he grabs my hand, so he's like, no, stay. And I'm like, no.
And I was like, yeah, stay.
You fucking slut. I'm like, no.
I was like this. I right away looked like I was literally on my knees. I just looked back. She's like, no, stay. Yeah, stay.
Because I was sober at this point. I sobered up. I'm like, okay, I went to bed. It's like 4:35 a.m.
on me that day.
You're a horny fucking slut. That's what it is. It's fine, though. I'm horny as fuck, too. Okay, yeah, listen. Okay, so he literally grabbed my hand, pulled me in.
Yeah.
And then you're like, yeah, stay. Yeah, stay. And then
oh my God.
He pulled me and started making out with me.
Yes.
And like, I'm like so mesmerized by his like kissing skills and like everything. He's like, and he's so hot too. And he's like so funny and like everything, right? So I'm like, and I'm like, no. And then like I kept stopping. I'm like, no, I can't do this. This is so weird. You're like giving him head, like, giving him head while I'm fucking making out with him. And I'm like, no, I can't do this. This is so weird. I can't. He's like, why? Just keep going. And he kept bringing me back in. And then at one point he's like, you're not into this, are you? And then I'm like, no, I just, no. He said that after, and I was giving head. Okay, listen.
And then at this point.
So then at this point, he's like, I want, so we're kissing and I'm like, I can't do this. He's like, I want you to suck my dick. And yeah. I just, and you stopped. Yeah. And I was looking like, yeah. at it. And I was like holding at
it. I'm like, here you go. Here you go, bestie. I'm like, here you go.
I literally looked at it and I was like, whoa, that's a nice fucking car.
That was literally shit.
I literally
shaded.
Said it. I literally was like, whoa, even nice dick. Yeah. Like, it's literally like so fat and so big and like such a thick mushroom, like a mushroom. Like, it was like so big.
So
and I was
clean.
Like, it was so clean and nice. And I was like, oh, I was like, no, I can't. But I kept looking at it and I wanted it so bad. And like, I'm a horny slut. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, and I liked him. And then I'm like, oh, and then you're like, yeah, do it. I was like, no, Kevin, you have to turn around. Turn around.
The way she said it, she's like this, Kevin, turn around.
I was like, Kevin can't watch this. He's like my brother. I just can't. I can't. And it was so funny, you fucking bitch. It was so funny. Okay, so whatever. So Kevin like literally turned around. He's on the bed and the dude's standing there. And I'm like giving him, at this point, I'm like giving him head. And like literally I did it probably for like 10, 15 seconds. And then I would, while I was doing it, I would stop like, Kevin, stop looking. Kevin was turning around and peeking. And I'm like, stop watching. And
you're like, okay, watch. I'm like, no, I want to watch.
I can't remember if you said it during the time where I was doing it or like after, if you said, I saw you.
Oh, I peeked. I for sure.
Yeah,
peaked.
No, you did. But at one point, remember, you're like, I saw you say something. Yeah, you kept doing it after it happened to me. I don't remember if you did it while I was doing it.
I heard it too.
Wait, you heard me getting
that's
sloppy.
Right. Yeah.
I think I just spit on it.
Yeah, that's spat. I heard it. Damn. And like, it was like.
Shannon gives good head. Yeah. He liked it. And then so after like 10, 15 seconds, like I was doing it, like it wasn't long at all. It was like max maybe like 30 seconds. Yeah. And I was like, I just like kept stopping and I stopped at one point. And I was just like, I can't do this. I'm sorry. He's like, you're not into this, are you? I was like, no, I'm sorry. I just can't, like, Kevin's like my brother. I was like, this is just weird for me. I was like, I'm not ready for this shit. I was like, but you guys have fun. You do your thing. And you're like, and I don't even know what you said. You just like, what is 1 second seconds? And I left.
Because when you were doing that in my head too, I was going through the scenarios. I'm like, wait, Kevin, can you actually do this? Is this something you're ready for? Is this
were
something
you
literally ready for? Like, yeah. I don't think I'm ready, but I'm like, whatever, just go with the flow, whatever.
This we're roomies. So nice.
We're roomies now, like, whatever. But at the same time, I'm like, no, I don't think I can. No way. I don't know. What am I supposed to do with Shane? I don't think so. And I'm like,
right? And I'm like, I can't.
And I'm like, I don't want Shane to be either. I don't want you to touch me.
Oh my god.
I was going through all these scenarios. And then,
I think I was too, and I was giving it. I was like, no, Kevin's my brother. Like, Kevin's here. Kevin's watching. Kevin's peeking. Because I was like, Kevin, stop peeking. Stop peeking, right?
Turn around,
Kevin. Oh my god. And then, it happened. And then, what happened after? Okay, so like, I left.
Oh, and then we like fucked till the sunrise.
Literally, I remember he texted me. He came into my room in the morning.
Yeah, he wanted to still say bye.
Oh, cutie.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Shayna left, and then it's so interesting. Men are so interesting because when it was just him and I at this point, he went from like this like dominating, you know, top like whatever to like
man.
Very like submissive, very submissive, very submissive. And I'm just like, then my confusing brain came back. And I'm like, what? Like, you know, like, I don't care. Like, I wish you could be open with us and like talk about this or whatever. Mm-hmm. But obviously that was not the right time and place to talk about like, oh, what's your sexual orientation or whatever.
Yeah.
But no, in bed, like, yeah, I continued to like suck his dick. And then like he was like sucking my dick, which I was surprised about because I was just like, again, I was just confused. But then I obviously went along with it and he sucked really good dick. Wasn't his first rodeo for sure. Was it not?
Yeah, you're right.
And then like he wanted to get his ass eaten out and stuff like that. I don't know why I'm whispering.
Why are you whispering?
He wanted to get his ass eaten and I ate it like fucking groceries.
Eat that booty like groceries. Yeah. We need a sound for that.
We do. And then again, we're just flip flopping. At some points, I was falling asleep because I was so tired.
It was like 6 a.m., right?
Yeah, I
was you
so
fucking
tired.
Horse. I love
but
it.
I just wanted to like fucking come. And I was just like, you know what? You deserve to come, baby, after all that. Let's fucking keep tap, you know?
You made him come, eh?
Yeah.
You made him come in your mouth and your face?
No, he just came all over my chest. He was like on top of me and just like jerking off. And then he just, till the fucking wee morning of the hours. And then, yeah, this is the same guy that, like, also ended up being the one that was, like, on some serious drugs when we were...
Yeah, if you guys have heard... If you guys have heard another pod, this is the same dude. So Kevin saw him again.
And he was like... 2 times after.
Oh, yeah.
So...
And you saw him before he had a girl... You saw him, right? He had a girlfriend at that time. He's like, I have a girlfriend. Yeah, at the gay club, right?
See?
I have a girlfriend. I'm at the gay club.
Like, a lot of straight couples do go.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, but, like, him, I'll just, like... And then, like, you know, and he left right away, too. As soon as he saw me and said hi.
Oh.
Yeah, they skedaddled, you know? So that's why I'm just, like... And the few times I hooked up with him afterwards, I just feel for... I was talking about this. I actually feel really bad for him. Like, I think you're fighting some internal, like, demons or... Not demons, like, internal stuff, like, about yourself, of who you actually are.
Yeah, he's trying to figure out who he is.
And it was sad seeing him in that state of, like, you know, being, like, really fucked up.
Because he's a nice guy.
Because he's such a sweet guy.
And even so, you feel bad for when you see someone like that, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. So, I hope he's figured it out of, like, who he is. Because he is a great guy. Mm-hmm. And he has a fabulous... ding dong.
He does, right? He's hot. He's beautiful.
Yeah. But what are you thinking about dick?
Yeah, literally. Because my serum, so yesterday, like, I got this new serum, the Drunk Elephant one, and it literally looked like fucking, it looks like jizz. And I was looking at it, and I was thinking about the dude I like, and I was like, I wish this was his jizz.
Can I see it?
No.
Ooh, the dude that, yeah.
Yeah. I'm digging someone very hard right now.
Ooh.
That's all you're gonna know right now.
That's all.
I mean, all you guys are gonna know right now. But anyways,
I know everything. I'm just kidding.
Oh God, you're hilarious.
Na-na-na-na, boo boo.
But yeah,
that's the story, guys.
Yeah, that's what happened. So it's like, yeah, like, it's wild for us. This is a very wild story. Like, it was a wild night, and it's wild that it happened.
Yeah,
are we gonna do it again? Who knows? I mean, maybe with, like, someone else, but not with me and Kevin. And
No.
Really? No? I'm just kidding.
No.
I don't think I could. Yeah. I don't know.
I can't, like.
That's, like, the only time I had a threesome, so.
Yeah, my only
wasn't
one,
wasn't even
too.
Really a threesome.
It wasn't really.
It was, like, a 30-second sum.
It could have led to one.
It could have led to one.
Yeah, it could have.
If I was drunk, I probably would have, like, just continued or something.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I just sobered up, and I was like, nah. But I was still horny. Man, that was fun. Great times.
Great times.
And we became close. I remember, like, the days after, like, I saw you Sunday. Yeah. You're like, you're so good.
It
you're spitting on it.
It so much closer. I was like, yo, that actually happened. We woke up the next morning just laughing.
Laughing so hard.
Dying laughing.
Man, was that last year? Yeah, it was last year.
Last March.
Yeah, that was fun. What a great year.
It was great.
It was great. It was this fun.
These are long-winded goodbyes, as always, right?
Yeah,
never
right?
To say bye.
Yeah, I don't have really much more to say about it, but it's out there for you guys to hear. So let us know what you guys think. Your thoughts. Leave us a rating. Leave us a review.
Yes.
Please, and thank you. Love you all. And yeah,
and
tell your friends.
That good stuff.
Tell your friends to listen to this podcast, please. Like, this episode, like, tell them to fucking hear it. Tell them to, like, you know, tune in with headphones, of course. But yeah.
Or not.
Or not.
I dare you to put on speaker. And if you do record it.
Yeah, right? But you know what I was thinking about? Like, people, like, because so many people tell us they listen to while they're driving to work. And, like, they're listening in their car, right? But when I'm driving, if I have my windows on, I can hear people, what they're listening to in the car. They're on a phone call and stuff. So they can probably hear people are listening to them. Like, oh, they listen to this dirty fucking podcast. It's so funny. I'm like, I love it.
My aunt is a therapist. She says she listens to it in her office, like, while she's doing case notes.
Oh, my God,
and
I love
she
it.
She has to always, like, remember to, like, put on the volume in case of clients or someone, like, walk by. They're like, what's wrong?
I fucking love it. I was editing the last pod today, like, doing the clips in the coffee shop, and I was laughing so hard. I couldn't stop. And I was like, oh my God, these people are probably, like, laughing and looking at me, like, going, like, why is this bitch laughing so hard at a coffee shop? And I'm just, like, sitting there laughing because I have to keep going back to, like, edit the stuff out. So I'm hearing the same thing again and again. Like, the Grease part had me laughing so hard yesterday. Oh my God. We're like, is Grease a country? I was like, yeah. Oh, I was laughing about that.
We're hilarious.
Yeah,
we're funny with a capital F.
Yeah, fucking funny.
Fucking funny.
Anyways.
All right. Anyways, thanks so much for listening and tuning into our episode. Thanks again for continuing to support us. We love you so much. This is episode 10. We can't see you to episode 11. Okay, bye.
Bye.